I remember in Form 2 that our school would bring us to Stanley and to have some interview with the foreigner. That is a third project that we have to do. That ender project that we go to Stanley and talk to the foreigner, ask them some question. And I think that is quite good for me because I'm studying in CMI school that we normally use Chinese and Cantonese in our school. And we don't have a lot of opportunity to use English. And then that time we went to Stanley and talked to the foreigner to use English. I think that is quite good for us, that we can truly use what we learned, not only do the exercise or just read the book, something like that. So, yeah.
Is it possible that you could consider that just another person in your class could be someone you could practice English with instead of having to find someone who you specifically identify as an English speaker?
I think it's possible that we won't use English in just our daily life. Yeah, because we can speak Cantonese and it would be like better for us to have a good conversation. Yes.
Okay, what about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience?
No. In English, yes. I normally just read Chinese book. And for English, that only I would read is maybe some news in another country that I can't find the detail in Hong Kong, that I would search some information on the internet. And I like cooking, and sometimes I would like to find some recipe that in English they would more easily for me to find a recipe, so I would also buy the book in English, yeah, the recipe in English.
Actually, yes. I was going to touch on that because one of your hobbies is cooking. So
yes,
there are a lot of cooking programs on TV these days.
Yes.
Some are in Cantonese and some are in English. So do you watch some of the English cooking programs?
Yes. Actually, last time I just went to travel, that I find some food there so delicious and I want to know how to make it. But of course, I can't find some Chinese video, so I have to search it in English, then I just read it and watch it, yes.
And now you're going to possibly be a maths teacher in
yes.
the future, right? So you went to a CMI secondary school, so I figure you learnt maths
in Chinese.
So when you become a maths teacher, would you feel comfortable teaching maths in English or Chinese?
Of course, in Chinese, but because I would teach in primary school, so normally they would use Chinese, so I think it's not a big problem for me. But if they ask me to use English, that I have to work hard on it.